This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, so we're holding here middle of Perek Mem Aleph, and he had said over here that there was the inyan of doing things lishma. In other words, that he's going to do the Avodas Hashem Miskalel and Miskalel and so on and so forth. So the Eitzah that he gave was to say at the beginning of every session that he's going to do it now, Lishma. So he says, he brings an analogy that it's called Lishma if you say it beforehand, even if you say it at the very beginning of what you're going to do, even if you say, I'm going to do the Shema. V'dayo sheyema betchilas haksiva, arin ekoisev l'shem tusha sevetayra, or l'shma l'shma. So it's enough that the person says before he starts the writing of sevetayra, that the person says l'shma. That was the dimyan between halacha to here. Now he adds something over here, which is unique, which is not the case by the Lishma, and this is where he's mechayev something. Ukshaloimit shos haver itzufos, yeshal isbeinim b'chanez anal v'chol shav v'shal kol panim. And if he's learning for a long time, if he's learning for a long stretch, he needs to say this at the beginning of every hour. Now, let's just, it's very, very interesting when you compare it to Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim also says, Nefesh HaChaim, when he speaks about learning, he says a person should, before he learns, he should learn Musa, and which is basically, you know, focusing his attention towards Avodas Hashem and so on. That's similar. And the Nefesh HaChaim says, and every so often, occasionally, you know, a person kind of loses track of what he did. Every so often, he needs to pull out the Musa. That's the way the Nefesh HaChaim writes it, as an acknowledgement to human weakness, to frailty. He says, "Ukeshaloi meshos haberit sufois yeshal esbeinin b'chanez zonal b'chol shav b'shal kapanim." If he's learning for a long time, then every hour, before the hour, he needs to be mechaven again. Why? Ki b'chol shav b'shal yam shocha cheres malomis al yainim. Every hour, there's a new hanhoga am shocha from malomis al yainim lehachus atachtoinim to be mechayr atachtoinim v'am shocha sachir shav b'shal lefaneho chizazim kaira. And the chiyus of the hour before goes back to sheresh b'soid v'tzoy v'shoyv shabasefi yitzira im kol ha'ter b'aysim toiv v'shatachtoinim ki b'chol sho sholet siruf echad miyud be siruf v'shem avaya baruch hu b'yud v'sho asayoyim tzuv v'shem adnus b'alayla k'neida. So he's saying a lot here. Let's try to explain it piece by piece. We think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and he is constantly being mechayev the world, and except that we kind of get tired a little bit at night, we find other things to do during the day. The concept of time and things like that are simply our own shortcomings, weaknesses, and so on. That's our picture of things. It's much deeper than that. And the truth is, the Nefesh HaChaim also says, it's interesting. He says something similar. It's not that it's coming from before. That the reason why time, the reason why there's a shinui zmanim, we say it in davening. Kadosh Baruch Hu is machlif as zmanim, says kochavim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is machlif zmanim. The change of time is not simply our own shortcoming. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhag in the world that he changes something, and that change expresses itself in the time change. So it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu generates time change, which is what generates he change he generates changes, and what he generates is and that generates time differences for us. Differences in the fact that we can measure time that passed, an hour to hours. The differences that Rasaz and Machas Asmanim and Rasaz Gehovim and so on, the physical, every all the Shinuyei Zman are a result, an inflection of Shinuyei HaHagos. So what are those Shinuyei HaHagos? So he brings over here, there's the tziruf of the tziruf Shemus that are mishtane yud beis yoimus. Let's all explain briefly what that is. The Sefer Yetzirah, which is, I guess, the oldest sefer that we have that deals with Chachma Yoinus, is it starts off by saying that it says that. Which means the elementary sense of permutation combinations. When you have two items, you can only make two different, all you have is two different items. That's it, two variations. When you can have A, B, or B, A. When you have three, it's six. When you have four, it's 24. Four times three times two times one. That's what the Sefer Yetzirah says. What it means is, in other words, what it's applied to is that we understand that the letters in Hashem's name are components. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us in a certain way. The fact that it takes four letters to express it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga is a combination of Yud K Vav K. Now, four letters should give us 24 combinations, and the same thing is true with Adnos, Aleph, Dal, Nun. It should give us 24 combinations. He says over here, so the Shem. Let's first. So the Shem Havaya is the Hanhaga clause of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It itself is arranged in different ways, and therefore it's something that is that creates the change in time, which allows for physical change, is because there's a change of anhaga of in these variations. The Shem Havaya, it's the same Shem Havaya, but it's different. It has different permutations to it. There is a hitch, a mathematical hitch, which also will reflect itself here. He says there are 12, there are 24, he says there are 12 combinations of Avaya and 12 combinations of Adnos. Four times three times two times one is 24. There are actually 24 different combinations. So for Havaya, there's actually an interesting point. Havaya has in itself the two hays are the same letter. So really, discrete combinations are only 12, because whichever hay you put doesn't make a difference. So in Shem Havaya, how you have 12 combinations, we're talking about 12 distinct combinations, that would be a possibility. On the other hand, and this forum talk about that even the two hays look exactly the same to us. There's hey lo and hey tato. Each hay is different, and b'meila we can tag the hay, and it's two different hays, which give us again 24. Adnos, we have no mathematical answer, so it's also going to be 24. And the answer is that there are 12 of those combinations are effective in being a Shana on August, 12 during the day. That's from Shem Havaya, 12 at night, Shem Adnos, and that's the Masoros we have. That's what we know. So That means that there's going to be a new injection of chius each one of those hours. And in each injection of chius, we need to have a new kavana, new machshava. Now, obviously, in halacha, when you're baking matzah, you do not need to do it every hour. Again, it's good to do it at each batch and so on, but those are all, because people forget, there's no real, in halacha, if I start the day's work and I say, whatever I'm doing today is lishma, it's lishma. Over here, because we're directly shtelling tzu to the avoda, to the content, as opposed to just the general sense of doing it lishma, we do want to be, for the Toelos, we want to be mechaven differently, because each chius that comes down is ke'ilu a new inyan. So just like if I'm writing a lot of parishes, even though technically, if I say whatever I do today, all the parishes I'm writing is lishma, we say there is an inyan that they should do before each parasha. Here also, because each hour is unique, therefore thinking lishma each hour is definitely something appropriate. He adds one more point over here, in this explanation, and he says that the areas go up lamala beside ritzay v'shev shabaseif yitzira. Ritzay v'shev is a concept that is mentioned here, but it's a concept mentioned in Sfarim. It's a pasuk, and then the Arizal, and so on. Ritzay v'shev means, it says that that Yecheskel, when he saw the Merkava, so the Chayas HaKodesh were going Ritzay v'shev. Ritzay v'shev in the old translations is something like there and fro, or hither and thither. If it's Benji, as the English, as our certified Englishman, you probably have the Shakespearean, hithers and thithers and stuff like that. Basically, what it means is ritzoi means to run towards something. Shev means to fall back, to settle back. So it says these malachim, these chayos, the chayos with soy v'shev, they're running back and forth. One, the normal hesped, the simple hesped for what does it mean that they're running back and forth is as follows. There's only a certain amount of hiskarvus that something can achieve, and then you fall back. It's like a person strives something and falls back, strives and falls back. Understanding a Kaddish Baruch Hu is not something. The Rambam gives a very good marshal in Mor Nevuchim in his Hakdama. He says, he talks about Nevuah, it's like a flash of lightning. And even Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, so he says, some people never saw it in their lives, some people saw it once in their lives, some people saw it a few times, maybe many times. But like even Moshe Rabbeinu describes, as someone who constantly sees flashes of light to a degree where one gets the sense that it's one long light, but it's not really. It's just like a like Lahavdil, like a movie frame where it's a constant change, but we don't perceive it that way because it's so rapid and so bunched together. So the point is, there is no such thing as a permanent being glued to Dveikus. It's a constant renewal. Again, that's called Ritzay Shav in the Pasuk, Chayes Ritzay Shav, and it's understood that there are things that are kind of, you catch a glimpse and you lose it, and you catch a glimpse and lose it, catch a glimpse of it. It's Machmas de Reimimus Ha'inyan, that a person can only lift himself up to a peak for an instant and then must fall. But if he's very accomplished, he keeps on lifting himself. But it's, again, it's always going and falling. It's something which also expresses itself in the etzem chiyus of a person. The chiyus of a person, the life of a person, is not the blood in his body, but it's the constant contraction and expansion of the heart muscles. A person is getting blood pumped, blood comes back. Blood pumped, blood comes back. It is a certain surah of chiyus in a person, which is remarkably analogous, and it's called chiyus. And like we understand and believe that all physical things mimic ruchnisic things, and this is a way in which it mimics it. That's Ritzoy Bisham. So he explains it that it works in reverse as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a new every hour there's a new chiddush of Ha'ara. The purpose of that chiddush of Ha'ara is for us to take it, to develop it, and bring it back. It's like when you give work to people in a factory, you dole out, okay, you work on this, work this, work this. They finish working, they give it back, you give them a new piece, on and on and on. That's the way it works. So here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends out a ha'ara add to the world. The world is supposed to, I guess we'll just do it, run with it, develop it, do what has to be done, and then it goes back because now there's a time for a new ha'ara and a new ha'ara. That's the process. So on a more, I guess, mystical perspective, so a person was mechavin 9 o'clock in the morning for Avodas Hashem, whatever he's doing. At 10 o'clock, that Avodas Hashem is gone. It's back, and there's a new ha'ara. So there's a place to if somebody is holding by something like this, then there's a makom for him to be mechavan again. So that's what he says. It goes. There's a new ha'ara malamasarim lachsatayim. And the previous ha'ara goes back, the service, and the reason it goes back is because every ha'ara that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives is there to be used. It's there to be made use of, and to work with it, and so on. And then it goes back. With everything, having accumulated whatever the person had accomplished, each hour there's a different sirah for Yud-Beis-Sirah, and that takes you 12 hours a day. With Sirah Adnus, and at night it's So that is the reason why the person should be mechaven each hour an ukavana and so on. It just I mean just want to add this point of every hour there being a new ha'ara and so on. Is exactly the same, like we say, every neshama is different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us in our lives and our avodah to create, to fill in all the missing pieces. So each piece is different, each person is different, and each hour is different, and it has own unique avodah. I forget about some Siddim, Dash Rebbe Siddim, they would say, like, today is this and this day. It is the only day like this that ever existed or will ever exist. So, Tovshin Pei Dalet, Wednesday, Parshas Vayakhel, it's the first time that ever happened to Bria, and it is the last time. And whatever potential this day has, we either make use of it or didn't make use of it. Okay. Behine, kol kavanasim says nafsh Hashem adat Torah tefillah lehalos nitzus aloikos shavatayim kairim. So the ultimate kavana of the mesiras nefesh, the kavana, which means this nefesh means it's not the giving of your life as much as it is totally focused on someone else. The whole purpose of it is just to nachas ruach. Kimoshal simchas hamelach, bevoyalav bnoi yechidoi, betesan ashvi beis asurim. So it's like the joy of a king when he sees a ben yochid come, and he was released from captivity, and he comes back. So when a child sees that, so a child that has been in captivity. And he comes home and he sees his father's unadulterated joy. It's incredibly, the person says that it was, that's the reason why. In other words, it's seeing the joy in Nachas Ruach on his tzad. The mashal is because if we're to ask ourselves, what changes? In other words, what exactly are we doing with Avodas Hashem that can be described in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nasuach? The answer is we started as a Chelek L'Kayim Mal. We were ensconced in a lot of klipas. Being born, being put in this world means that we're in something in covered up in a lot of layers. And when we break out, whenever we do something good, we can reconnect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's this sense of God from, getting redeemed from Shvia. I don't know if anyone saw, they had in the Israeli sites, there was a Haredi father, he was sitting and learning, and he was very engrossed in whatever he was learning, writing, and his son is in the army. He hadn't been home, I don't know, 60 days maybe when they took this one, and it was a long time. And the son came home unannounced to surprise his father. He got, and you see, someone was filming it. And it's an incredible sight, like you see his father is very engrossed in whatever he's doing. And then the son kind of says something and he turns around. And that the change in demeanor and the look on his face and the hugging and the crying, and it's an incredible sight. It's mamish, I guess the closest we can get to something like this. It's worth seeing it. I mean, it was one of the Hebrew Kikah Shabbat on both of them. They had this video, and it's incredibly powerful. Vihine. So the Nachas Ruach, the way we understand, it's not as if we're doing something. So doing something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't do anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't need our things. That's not a good mashal. But the fact that we come back, and we come back when we had been locked away in a different world, different setting. So when we do Ratzon Hashem, the coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is probably the best way to describe that. And that's why he describes it like that. So here he's trying to bavarin. It is a real feeling. Since we have down deep a chelakai mimal all the way, so despite the fact that this that we're not holding by that madrega, it still is real. And let's talk a minute about this point that he's talking about, and it's not the first time he's saying it. There was amongst Avdei Hashem, Hasidus, Musa, there was always a conflict, a tug of war between two different directions. One direction that a person become inspired, turn on with Ava and Yira and thinking about Kashbarim, Chulu, Vachulu. And talking a lot, things that emotionally stimulate a person to become higher and bigger and so on and so forth. There was an opposite direction of saying that you're really fooling yourself. You're not holding by this. It's either you're consciously fooling yourself, or you're subconsciously fooling yourself, or you're pretending, or there was a focus both in Musa, especially in Nevi'im, for instance, where the demand to be ruthlessly honest with yourself was one. It was true in Kutsk, where that was the entire Hasidus was a razor blade to take it to your nonsense and to really, you know, kind of whittle it down to the bone. And in Chabad, they also had that direction. In Chabad, there was a kind of come on, you know, be real. I don't know if you understand it in Yiddish. There's a Gevaldika. The Gemara says that a person, when he's together with his wife, it should be commanded kafo shed, as if a demon is forcing him. He doesn't want to do it, but a demon is forcing him to do it. So obviously, it's an extraordinarily high madrega, and trying to pretend is not a great idea. The Babish Rebbe once said, I'll say it in Yiddish because it's so much better in Yiddish, I'll translate it. Faran Yidden was take halten by kafor shed. There are Yidden that think that they're holding by that Madrega. They're holding by that Madrega. Nor von Zeit zu Zeit kritzen sie on mit dem Eig und zum Shed und sagen, Shedale, Shedale, kommt der Herr und näht mir ab. It's a time, once in a while, they wink at the demon and say, Mr. Demon, could you please come and force me to have relations? You know, it's sort of there was a job, but be a little bit cynical about your Heicha Madreigas. And in Chabad, it was also something that was kind of long. There was a sense of be real. So he's bavarning it. That's what he's saying. He's saying it's not as if we're not shaited at all. It somewhere deep down, there's a kernel in us that is shaited to it. So a person needs to have times when he thinks about it, and hopefully maybe it'll somewhat arouse that nekuda. So obviously a person should not think that he's only sitting, and only nachasur is yimayishalom. I mean, it's good enough if we do tzitkis for our sake, that we should, you know, do what's right, or zecht on haba, whatever it is. But a person needs to b'cholifn zechel adaba. A person needs to remember that there's something more, and down deep inside there is one tiny nekuda that is. We're complex people. We have nekudas that are emes, nekudas that are kacha, and so on. So he says that it's a Yerusha Vaseinu, and therefore, being koveh some itim is an appropriate thing over here. Okay, we'll hold it here, Pac-Man base. Okay.